All right, we're going to get started. So next up, we've got Mathieu Lenoyer, who's going to be talking to us about waste-free per CPU user space memory allocation.
All right. Thank you, Stefan. So just as a segue from the previous talk, so the common topic there is trying not to waste memory, right? But here, my focus is more on user space. So I'm Mathieu Denoyer. I'm a CEO at Efficious, and I maintain the restartable sequence and MemBarrier system calls, as well as the LTTNG tracer. And in this context, libarsec. There's no release yet of that project. It's a master branch, but it's a project that aims at improving per CPU data structure access in user space. So, and for that, I need to allocate per CPU data structures. And we'll see how we can do things better with the libarsec project. All right. So the goal of this presentation, first, it's to discuss scaling of data structures by partitioning, just give a bit of context, discuss the challenges associated with the use of per CPU data in user space, memory use, file sharing, cache line waste, present the libarsec mempool per CPU allocator, discuss the current MMAP, MMAdvice, MemFD open limitation with respect to shared mappings meant to be local to a process. Because when something is shared, it's shared with the children after a fork or clone. So scaling data structures, I'm going to go quickly there because I think there are quite a few kernel developers in the room, so I'm not going to learn, nobody's going to learn anything new. So scope and partitioning of data structure, scope, you have stack, data, heap. Partitioning, you have global variables, thread local storage. In a kernel, that would be adding stuff into the task. Thread task, yeah, well. The per CPU data, task struct, yes. So per CPU data is actually very good, so each CPU accesses its own data. However, on larger machines today, that poses some challenges, as we will see, for user space. So thread local storage, TLS. So when the workload has much more threads than the system has CPUs, then it becomes, it leads to inefficient use of the CPU cache, because things that could be shared between threads end up having those per thread copy. The access per thread are really, really fast, but if you're bouncing between threads, then you're invalidating the cache from the other threads. It's only static definition. Initialization of large TLS areas, slow down thread creation. Still, I'm talking about user space here, right? So we're in the kernel thread, but I'm talking about how the kernel can help improve user space, and we'll get to that. So global dynamic TLS model for shared object is lower than initial exec and have additional side effects. So per CPU data is an alternative to TLS. So it's a partitioning strategy that is widely used within the Linux kernel, but it's not used so much in user space as far as I know. And when it's used, there's actually this anti-pattern that we observe. People just declare arrays of per CPU items. They basically calculate what's my worst possible case for the number of CPUs. I just create an array of per CPU items and I index by the current CPU number. What can go wrong there? Well, we'll see. And they index either with the result of sketget CPU or the rsec CPU ID field. Since Linux 6.3, RSEC added a new concurrency ID field, which basically gives you an index into a per CPU data structure, but which